Good morning, Nashville. Next man up, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Gabe Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Happy Feast Week. It is Thanksgiving week, and we are just dreaming about that Thanksgiving day, that succulent plate that we are all going to get to enjoy. If you're looking for Jake Lyman, he is out today. I believe he is calling Vanderbilt women's basketball again over on 94.9 The Fan. So Connor Newt, Parker Kelly in with you today, and it's Reaction Monday, as they say. Titans did not look completely incompetent against the Seattle Seahawks. They lose 30-24 at home in Nissan Stadium. Somehow, the Titans managed to look average, which is a huge step forward if you're thinking about where this team is in the grand scheme of things. Cam Ward, I believe, played his best game as a Tennessee Titan. He had, let's see, Cam Ward stats on the day. Yes, Cam Ward, 28 for 42 for 256 and a passing touchdown. Also had six carries for 37 yards and a rushing touchdown. Cam Ward played his best game as a Tennessee Titan. And we'll get into some of that today. Parker Kelly, good morning. How are you?
I am just great, Connor. If you want to know what I'm on this morning, I hit a leg workout before I came in this morning while listening to Christmas music. So if that tells you anything about my mood today,
all right, you had
that
me,
should do it.
You had me in the first half, and then you said Christmas music on, let's see, November 24th.
Did Mariah make an appearance this morning? Some say she did. I will not disclose that information, but I will tell you, Connor, I used to be in the camp that we don't celebrate Christmas until after Thanksgiving, but now, as I get a little bit older, I start to, a couple days before Thanksgiving, I'll listen to some Christmas music.
My mom and my dad went to go get the Christmas tree yesterday from Home Depot, and I'm kind of mad about it, because I'm like, why are we caving to this celebratory Christmas mentality before we even hit Thanksgiving? That's just not kind of the lifestyle I'd like to live. But regardless, we're talking about the Titans. Today is reaction day to the Tennessee Titans and reaction day to the two teams in college football. I have a feeling some receipts are coming my way in terms of the Vanderbilt game, but we'll get to that when we get to that. Cam Ward, as I said, played his best game as a Tennessee Titan. Jim DK continues to be the most electric player in special teams in the NFL today. I said it. I will go there. There isn't a player across any team right now that I can look at and say has the capability of running one back like Jim DK does. I don't want to go the direction Cam Ward went yesterday in his press conference in which he called Jim DK an all-pro. I don't know if he's there yet. He's got a lot of room to grow. But on special teams, I think he is truly magnificent. On offense, I think he's a serviceable receiver. I wouldn't label him as a number one quality receiver just yet. I think he's more of a slot guy, maybe a two or a three, on a good roster at least. But regardless, he's doing some good things and getting involved in the offense, so it's nice to see that Jim DK is coming into his own.
I'll do you one further. I do think he's an all-pro returner as a rookie. I think he is an all-pro returner.
Yeah, and I'm getting there.
Should be, as of right now, should be a lock to make the Pro Bowl as the returner.
I agree there.
See, the Titans haven't seen a guy return a punt for a touchdown since 2012, and Chim Dike has two in his first 11 games in the NFL and should have had three, but it got called back. So what he's doing for this Titans team is a revelation.
Yeah, it's truly, if there's one part of the ball that you can look at for the Titans that has been consistently all year, it's the special teams. Bones Fossil has transformed the special teams with help from Chim DK returning those punts, and he's looked very, very good doing it. Obviously, there's some positives that we're talking about today. There are negatives, and we'll get into both of those throughout the hour, the positive side and the negative side. Chim DK, of course, is one of the many positives that I think you can take away from yesterday. There are no moral victories in professional sports. That's kind of been the thing harped on all morning by Robbie and Joe. That was the thing that popped into my mind yesterday after the game. But if you are a moral victory person and you're looking for the small things, yesterday is probably a good day to hang your hat on. There were a lot of things that I think showed progress towards the Titans' development. Cam Ward played a great day. Jim DK had a great day. Let's pump the brakes on Xavier Restrepo having 2 catches for 26 yards and 18 snaps. Don't think he's ready for Canton just yet. And quite honestly, I don't understand where that comes from. But let's pump the brakes on him. Kevin Winston, I think, played a phenomenal game yesterday, had a big tackle for loss. And that's a guy you watch on the field, and he's just everywhere. He is doing something when he's on the field. And I think heading into the future, he is going to be a pillar for this defense, and we'll get more into him throughout the program. Really, I came away with that game yesterday not expecting a lot. This was one of those games all week that you thought, yeah, the Titans are going to get rolled. Kind of like that Colts game a couple weeks ago. We went into that one thinking the Titans have zero chance. And throughout the game, I thought, yeah, the Titans are probably not going to win this one. But I can see some progress being built, and that was kind of what I wanted to see going into this one. I think we got that and then some. I think, like I said, Cam Ward played his best game as a Tennessee Titan. The receivers, although depleted, did their job. The running game did not. We'll get into that. The offensive line was average. Not a great day for the Titans defense, but I think there are some takeaways that you can take from yesterday's game moving forward and say they're moving in the right direction on some level. It is a very, very low bar, and I think we all know that. But I think there are some things that we can look at from this win, or not win, moral win yesterday and say, yeah, if that continues to trend that way, the Titans can build off of that and they'll be all right. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to get involved in the conversation. We've got some text to read here. Jeremy in Clarksville says, DK has a ways to go before he is Desmond Howard or Devin Hester. I agree with you. I don't think he's the greatest returner of all time just yet, but he has been.
I mean, he's a rookie. We're not saying that.
No.
But he leads the league in all-purpose yards.
Yeah, as Dustin in Hopkinsville points out, Jim DK is leading in all-purpose yards across the league. He's a weapon, a stud, and a threat when on the field. I agree with that. I think he has been kind of a spark plug to a pretty much lost season. He has been kind of the key takeaway you can look at and say, that is a guy that they absolutely hit on. And I was not a fan of the pick at the time in the fourth round. I thought there are much better receivers available, like Alec Iomaner, and then they ended up taking him anyway. But he has proven, other than Cam Ward, to be the Titans' most effective draft pick this season. I don't think there's any doubt in saying that. Jim DK has proven himself as the most effective draft pick in Mike Borgonzi's first draft. There's nothing you can say that can argue, obviously, other than Cam Ward. Cam Ward is your franchise quarterback, and you take him at number one for a reason, and I think he showed why you take a quarterback at number one. But Jim DK has been a spark plug for special teams. He's been a spark plug for the offense. He has been everything you want to see, and then some, if you are the Titans. I truly believe that.
No, definitely the most effective to this point. Now, you're hoping, like you said, Cam Ward's going to be your franchise quarterback, and I think if you watch the game and not just listen on the radio, Trey, if you actually watch the game yesterday.
I am very excited for him to call in.
Well, just wait till 9:15. That's when he usually calls in. But if you watch the game yesterday and you see the passes that Cam Ward was making, the fact that he used his legs more yesterday, which Jake and I have been calling for a long time, he improved. Now, it was marginal, but he improved. So that's something to hang your hat on, at least for this week.
I agree. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to get involved in the conversation. The strep heads are already coming after me, so it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, you kind of set yourself up for that one.
Yeah, well, some things deserve to be said.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it on the other side. 615-737-1025. As I mentioned, there are some positives to take away from the game yesterday, although a loss. Some positives. We'll get into some of those on the other side. Again, 615-737-1025. Connor Newt, Parker Kelly here with you on Next Man Up on 102.5 The Game. There you go. That was the play that capped it off yesterday. Oh, is this Corey's playlist?
No, we're going to do Country Monday today, but okay. I just felt like starting off with this one would be appropriate.
Okay. I like Country Monday.
Where the lights are shining on me. That's what Jim Deke is saying.
That was the play. That is probably the highlight of the Titans game yesterday, in a good way. It was a great play. Jim Deke takes it from 90-plus back on a punt return touchdown. We'll go back in. Next man up. Jake Lyman out today. Connor Newt, Parker Kelly in today. Let's get into... I'm a positive guy. You're a positive guy. Let's get into the positives from yesterday's game against the Seahawks. Obviously, you just heard one of the positives. Jim Deke and the special teams absolutely thrived in this game. Jim Deke takes a punt return back to the house. His second of the year from 90-plus. And we've kind of talked about him a little bit in the first segment. I'll kind of reiterate. Jim Deke has been the spark plug that this team needs. I think moving forward, he's going to be a key piece. Maybe not a number one receiver, and I honestly wouldn't be in favor of moving him to the number one spot because, as a texter points out, most number one receivers don't end up taking back punts or kicks either. It's just not something that happens because they're focused on getting primary reps in the offense. I'm good with Jim Deke being a rotational second or third wide receiver on your offense. The problem is, after that, you got to find a number one. And without getting into draft talk today, I think that's where you're going to find your number one. Jim Deke has truly been an all-pro. I think I'm coming around to that, Parker. I think he's an all-pro return specialist this season. He's absolutely a Pro Bowl lock, in my opinion. Not that the Pro Bowl really means anything anymore. It's kind of just a glorified flag football game, but it still goes on the official record. So Jim Deke, obviously a positive in the direction of the Titans and a positive from yesterday's game. The other probably biggest positive was the play of Cam Ward. Cam Ward yesterday made number one overall player place.
I think player plays.
Player plays.
There we go.
Number one overall pick place. He looked fantastic. The play that comes to mind, and strep heads, please contain yourself when I say this. He rolls right, of course, scrambles to the right, and you could tell he was saying, "Xavier, just get open. I'll find you." Somehow completes a pass through contact, finds a wide open Xavier Restrepo, who obviously just went and found an open space. I don't know if there was much of route running there, but regardless, it was a great play. The rushing touchdown he had a touchdown to Jim Deke, of course, so there you go, another Jim Deke to harp on. Cam Ward, I think, played phenomenally yesterday, and that was, I don't want to say the first time, but it was one of the few times this season I've looked at the play of Cam Ward and thought, yeah, he's going to be all right. He's going to be just fine if you get some offense around him and if you get some pieces around him. He's got all the talent. I truly believe that. Now, I don't think he has generational talent, but I think he has the talent to build around to make him a franchise quarterback. It's a matter of, can you build around him? And whether or not you trust the Titans are to do that, that's your opinion. I'm not particularly there yet either. But I think you can look at Cam Ward's play yesterday and say, that was worthy of the number one overall pick. And look, there are going to be people that say, yeah, well, number one overall pick will win you some games. I think you got to look at the roster volume around him and things that are playing into him. He managed to persevere past that yesterday against a good defense, one of the NFC's best. Cam Ward looked good yesterday. Kevin Winston also looked really good yesterday. And that is a core piece heading into the future. People forget Kevin Winston was looked at as a first-round pick before he tore his ACL. Obviously slides to the third round. The Titans capitalize on that. But he's got first-round talent. And I think you kind of see that when he's on the field. He makes things happen. He had a tackle for loss yesterday. Had a few, won't go on the stat sheet, but played great in coverage. Kevin Winston is going to be a demon in the league. And look, we don't know yet. Obviously, he's a rookie. He's had very limited opportunities. But when he's on the field, he makes an instant impact. So I'm excited to see the development of Kevin Winston. 615-737-1025. Phone lines are loaded up. Let's see here. Let's go to our good buddy Adam in Portland, who's got a thought. Adam, good morning.
Hey, man. Yeah, so I won't harp too hard on Restrepo. I think he's a cool player. I like seeing him out there. There's not a lot of that on this team.
Sure.
I will say the game could not have went more perfect for us. We've been miserable this season. We do not need to start winning. I don't want to finish the season with 7 wins and end up picking 12th.
Right.
We need to lose every game. But the thought of them being able to be competitive in each game, Cam get better, Cam make decisions where he doesn't get himself hurt, he doesn't turn the ball over, like, I can get down with losing games that way. And you're seeing, when you think, oh, God, our roster sucks so bad, think of where we were at the beginning of the season, man. It was like, are we going to see more Pollard and Ridley? And this, no, we're not seeing anything from any of these dudes. We're seeing young, Borgonzi guys looking great. Which, by the way, the one negative that I'm going to take away from yesterday, Zeitler sucks so bad. And I thought, and I was wrong on him because I thought he was a stud. He sucks so bad. Like, he is the worst line. He is PK or PT. Like, he is so bad at playing a guard, man. Like, what a liability. You can't get 1 yard, and you're like a 20-year vet, and you can't plug it. I mean, it's just insane how bad that guy is. But as far as our team yesterday, dude, I don't take anything negative away except for Zeitler. I'm happy that we lost. I'm happy that we competed.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Adam. He's right. Obviously, with a team this bad, you've got to have some kind of positivity. And look, I'm not here to sunshine pump things and say everything's going to be A-OK because this is a 1-10 football team. Let's not act like this is a Super Bowl contending team. But if you're a Titans fan, I think yesterday's result is kind of what you want. You show progress. You show some good things and some positive things we can talk about the next day, and you still lose. So that's good for draft position.
I love how Adam said, I don't want to win 7 games. Trust me, Adam, that's not going to happen.
Oh, that's not going
to happen.
You may not win 3 more this year.
Titans are 1-10. They may be lucky to get 1 more.
Right. But he put it perfectly. If you're a Titans fan, yesterday's result is exactly what you want to see. Oh, boy. All right, let's see what he did wrong.
Let's
today.
All brace ourselves.
Everyone
everyone, take a deep breath.
Deep
listening
breaths.
In Middle Tennessee.
Deep breaths.
Because we welcome who?
We welcome Trey to the program. Trey, go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, Connor. Good morning, gang. Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, after listening to the game yesterday, I was actually impressed with Cam.
Oh, wow.
I can honestly say he did everything I asked him to do, which was run for first downs. You know, get if you don't see anything out there, run. You know, he passed the ball decent. You know, and I just wanted him to go over 250 yards and get a couple touchdowns. He did that. You know, normally 24 points, you're still in the game. You know, he got to, you know, stay at that level. I want to see him stay at that level. And he needs some help. He needs somebody else to catch a couple touchdowns. You know, wide receivers, Restrepo, he did well, I think. You know, being an underdog, and, you know, I think his numbers will get better. And I'm on the fence, but he's getting better, you know, and I appreciate that. And I love you guys, and y'all have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Trey. You see what we've done there, Parker? We just unlocked positive Trey.
Well, the thing was, I was disappointed because he said, after listening to the game, what will it take to get Trey to watch the game? That's what I want to know. So we got him to be positive about Cam Ward. Now let's get him to watch the game.
Baby steps. Baby steps, my friend. Yeah, I mean, he said everything we've been saying, right? Cam Ward played a number one pick game yesterday. It wasn't anything elite. It wasn't anything, you know, oh my God, Cam Ward has thrown for 350 and 5 touchdowns. Oh my Lord. No, but he played a solid game. He threw for over 250. He accounted for multiple touchdowns. I thought he played a good game. Dustin in Hopkinsville says, Trey is lying. He's just tired of us torching him.
I know, that could also be
that could
a
also
possibility.
Be that. But look, Trey's a good caller. He calls in pretty consistently every day.
We appreciate the listenership.
We like him. He's good to us, so. We take his calls. Let's go back to our phone lines. Welcome in Keegan to the program. Keegan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hope y'all are doing all right. Heard y'all want to talk some positives about the Titans, and Honestly, I got a lot of positives, man. You know, I called in last week talking about how asking a few different guys how we set our expectations going into Sunday, and I think we did a great job meeting those expectations. Obviously, JSN and Sam Darnold had the connection they had, but did anyone expect us to stop him? You know, but if you go into it deeper than that, you know, y'all are going to talk about all the reasons, but Cam had a much, much, much better game, looked like a real NFL quarterback, which just gives you a lot of hope going on to the future. You look at certain receivers like DK, obviously, but even James Prochet had a couple good catches. You got Gunnar Helm stepping up, getting involved, and even Chike was involved. Chig was involved in the passing game as well. The offensive line running game didn't do much. Defense played competitive outside of the secondary, which we all know we have a bad secondary. I mean, coaching was even more aggressive. We went forward on a few fourth downs, which, you know, a lot of people want to do. I just think overall we had a much better game this week than we probably had in the past month or two altogether. Just all around, we had a much, much better week than normal. That's about all I got for you guys. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you, Keegan. Yeah.
Keegan's the man.
Positives there. I don't want to come on here, and I think, although a loss yesterday, Titans are still 1-10. Today is not a day to relish in the negatives. Today is a day to say, hey, they did some good things yesterday. They competed with one of the better teams in the NFC and maybe in the upper echelon of the NFL. What does that say about the Seahawks? I'm not quite sure, but they did some good things yesterday. Cam Moore did some good things. Shim DK did some good things. And we're talking about the good things. But not anymore. Let's get to the bad things on the other side. 615.
You couldn't keep talking about the positives for too long.
Well, the text line is riling me up right now because I'm getting receipts from Vandy fans, and I'll address that throughout the show.
Uh-oh.
Basically, I was wrong, and I'm not afraid to admit it.
Uh-oh.
I'm a man, and I will admit it.
You want to put on the clown nose for the live stream?
No, and I'm good. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to get involved in the conversation. Our phone and text line is driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. Mondays were made for Masero, big screens, bold flavors, and all the football action. From queso to kickoffs, this is how Masero does game night. Masero Football Mondays in 12 South. Don't miss a snap. Also, let me tell you, Chase and Big Joe will be broadcasting live at the all-new Circa Sportsbook Kentucky in the Mint Gaming Hall this Monday prior to the Monday night football game. Monday night matchup is the Panthers against the 49ers. That is tonight. Should be an interesting game to keep your eye on. When we come back, we'll talk about the negatives from yesterday's Titans loss 30-24 to the Seattle Seahawks. Connor Newt, Parker Kelly here with you on Next Man Up on 102.5 The Game. There we go. Zach Top, baby. It does, in fact, sound like the radio, as you are probably listening to the radio.
Ironic, isn't it?
Isn't that ironic? That's also a great song. That should make a White Girl Friday appearance, Alanis Morissette.
Really?
Oh.
Zach Top?
No, Alanis Morissette.
Oh, okay.
Ironic. Anyways, this afternoon on Totally Hits 93.3, catch MTSU men's basketball as the Blue Raiders take on the President of the United States, George Washington, at 4 p.m. Coverage also available on the Totally Hits Nashville app and at TotallyHitsNashville.com. Welcome back in. Next man up here on 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman out. Connor Newt, Parker Kelly in with you today. We just harped on the positives, the good things to take away from a Titans loss yesterday as they lose 30-24 to the Seattle Seahawks at Nissan Stadium. Titans are 1-10, so naturally, let's focus in real quick on the negatives. The number one negative I take away from yesterday's loss, Dan Moore is hurt. Obviously, the man door has not been great for the Titans. He has not been he's been a starting quality left tackle, but he's not been a good one, if that makes sense. He's allowed a lot of sacks. He's allowed a lot of pressures. The Titans' left tackle woes continue with him. And look, he's not as bad as PT or Andre Dillard or anyone that was there originally, Dylan Raidens on occasion, but he's not great. That said, him being hurt is not a good thing because in his place, Ali Udo came in, and Ali Udo is significantly worse than Dan Moore. I don't think there's any question about that. So Dan Moore being hurt is not a good thing if you're the Titans offense. How severe that is, I don't No, I don't think it's super severe, but it is a knee injury from what we understand. So that could come back to be a problem in the coming weeks. So Dan Moore being hurt is definitely a negative. Probably the biggest, well, I said Dan Moore is probably the biggest negative, but another big one is the defense did not look great. Jeffrey Simmons didn't have a good day, and I heard someone on Robbie and Rex Road talking about, well, where was the leadership from Jeffrey Simmons? Why wasn't he this defensive player of the year? I don't have the answer to that. All I know is that the defense struggled yesterday, and maybe that's par for the course when you're playing against Sam Darnold, who is playing like an MVP-level quarterback right now, and Jackson Smith-Ajigba, who is the leading receiver in the NFL, had a career day yesterday, went for 2 touchdowns. And over 160 receiving. I think he is, you know, maybe that's par for the course. And you don't have the secondary to do things like that. Jeffrey Simmons didn't have a great day. The whole front line really didn't have a great day. Arden Key was credited with a sack, but that was about it. Other than Kevin Winston. Kevin Winston played well. The defense, there's not a lot to work with there, right? I feel for Denard Wilson. And, you know, you can't turn water into wine with a team like that. There's no way that Denard Wilson, even if he is just an absolute defensive guru, which I don't think he truly is, there's no way he can turn a pumpkin into a carriage with that kind of defense. Your secondary is Marcus Harris and Jalen Armour Davis. Those are not top corners in the league. They weren't even top corners on this roster until moves were made. Obviously, they got rid of Roger McCreary and I'm already blanking on his name. Anyways, he's in
Brownlee.
Jarvis Brownlee, thank you. And he went to the Jets. The secondary is going to be a problem for the rest of the year. And I understand you were up against Jackson Smith and Jigba and Cooper Kupp, who are two proven wide receivers in this league. And Cooper Kupp didn't have too much of a great day yesterday anyway. But regardless, it's a good offense. They did not play well yesterday. I don't think there's any sugarcoating that. All right, I listed this as a negative. It's not really a negative because I think he played fine given the volume he was given. But we got to stop labeling Xavier Restrepo as a Hall of Fame wide receiver. He played 18 snaps, had 2 catches for 26 yards. A texter asked me earlier, what would Calvin Ridley have done and what has he done this season that was better than that? At Arizona, Calvin Ridley had 5 catches for 131 yards. I mean, there's a stark difference between 5 catches for 131 yards and 2 catches for 26 yards. And look, I think Restrepo played fine. He played about what I expected, and that was not much. And when he was, he, you know, made some routine catches. His first catch was because he found a hole, and Cam Ward just managed to make space. He found a hole and got the catch. The second catch, he just ran across the middle, and Seattle was playing a zone coverage, so Restrepo ran across the middle, found an open lane, and hauled it in. So good for him. I mean, do I think he's going to be a mainstay on the roster now? No, probably not. He was a practice squad call-up, and he, you know, did what he was supposed to do when called on. Good for him. But I don't think Xavier Restrepo is this all-pro level wide receiver waiting in the windows for the Titans. He's just, there's a reason he went undrafted. There's a reason no one's claimed him off the practice squad. There's a reason Mason Kinsey and James Prochet were called up before Xavier Restrepo is. And that's not me knocking on him as a person or me, you know, crapping on him. I think he's probably a really good person. He's probably really proud of the game he had yesterday, and he should be. He made his first NFL start and recorded an NFL catch. That's more than I can say I've ever done. I've never even, you know, laced him up on an NFL football field. Good on him. But the level of, you know, over-positivity we have towards Xavier Restrepo is kind of maddening at this point. Restrepo did fine. He did what he was supposed to do, and that's, you know, be a safety blanket for Cam Ward. But I see where this comes from in that, oh, Cam Ward and Xavier Restrepo are friends. That means they're going to have a Brady Moss-level connection. No, it's not at all what that means. That just means that you have some chemistry in the locker room and that they've played before together. So the fact that, you know, people are just propping up Xavier Restrepo and saying, we're going to be just fine. I got quoted yesterday for, quote, rage baiting when I said Xavier Restrepo was an average to below average wide receiver who just happened to make plays. I'm not trying to rage bait. I'm just trying to give you my opinion. And my opinion is that Xavier Restrepo was fine and good on him, but two catches for 26 yards is not Hall of Fame worthy. Breaking news. I don't think Xavier Restrepo is going to Canton after his first game with the Titans. Am I wrong in thinking that, Parker? Am I wrong in thinking that Xavier Restrepo is not deserving of this Canton-level hype?
Well, obviously Canton is a huge, huge stretch. I think a lot of people love Xavier Restrepo based on the person that he is and what he was able to do at the college level. I don't think he's going to be this number one wide receiver that went undrafted. I don't think he's the next Mark Mariani or someone like that. But I think people love a good underdog story, and that's why so many people want to see him do well. And I'm one of those people. I got really excited I saw his first catch yesterday.
Yeah, I want to see him do well.
I just it's important to be realistic about things. If he was this next coming, he would have made the 53. Or when he was waived originally, he would have got picked up by another team. And NFL teams have had a chance to pick him up all season long as he's been sitting on the Titans practice squad. James Prochet got called up before him. Mason Kinsey got called up before him. So that shows where he is in terms of being on the depth chart. But that doesn't take away. I thought he got put in the game on offense for the first time in the third quarter yesterday. I thought he made most of what the opportunities he was able to get yesterday. And I honestly, selfishly, I hope he gets more.
Yeah, of course I want to see him get more. I think he's a nice guy, and look, he played fine. I don't expect much more out of him because we know what he is. Obviously, he didn't make a 53-man roster. If he was that much of a prodigy, don't you think someone would have picked him up from a practice squad? Don't you think someone would have taken a chance and drafted him? There's a reason he went undrafted. But it's just, you know, he's not this future Hall of Famer. He's not a future number one receiver, at least not right now. Things can change. But from what I've seen and what he showed, I don't know why people are hyping him up to be this, you know, oh my God, he's the next Calvin Johnson. We've got him just waiting in the off stage. It's not realistic. Kyle on the text line says, Titan receivers haven't been great at making routine catches this year. Media is really taking the fan perspective out of proportion. Is it reasonable to want to give him a look when other players are dropping balls, especially considering the chemistry they had in college? No.
That's why he got called up.
That's why he got called up. And look, the reason he got called up is A, because of that, and B, did you see the other receivers that were out there? Jim DK played. Alec Iomanner was out. Calvin Ridley's obviously out for the year. Van Jefferson, I keep forgetting, is on the roster. He had one catch for 11 yards yesterday. But there wasn't enough receivers. That's why he got called up. And it's not because it's like Major League Baseball where you've just got Paul Skeens develop making, you know, AAA. This is NFL, and practice squad guys are on the practice squad for a reason. This isn't a farm system. It's just a safety blanket. I don't understand the Xavier Restrepo hype. I really don't. And maybe I will one day, but today is not that day. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Now that we've discussed the positives and the negatives, I want to know from you. Do the positives outweigh the negatives? Obviously, a loss is a loss, but the Titans didn't look completely outmatched against one of the NFC's better teams. I want to hear from you. 615-737-1025. Do the positives from yesterday's loss outweigh the negatives? We'll get to that coming up next, right here on Next Man Up on 102.5 The Game.
This is like Bailey Zimmerman's one good song. I don't understand the hype on him.
Not one. He's had a couple. I've seen him in concert. So
yeah, I have too. He opened for Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, that's where I saw him.
This one's fine. The one with Luke Combs is good.
Backup plan?
Yeah, because I think of SEC football.
Yeah.
That's about it.
There's New to Country's good. He has a couple good ones.
He's like Xavier Restrepo. He's fine. 615-737-1025.
Wow.
Welcome back in. Next man up here on 102.5 The Game.
Connor Newt is out for blood today.
Connor Newt, Parker
He's out
Kelly.
For blood.
Well, I have to admit when I'm wrong, and I will do that in about 15 minutes. Vanderbilt fans are not happy with me right now, and maybe rightfully so. I will admit my wrongdoing coming up in about 15 minutes. But we've addressed the positives from yesterday's Titans game. We've addressed the negatives. And I think I've riled up the strep heads, but that's okay. So I want to hear from you. Do the positives outweigh the negatives? 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Let's go to Gorilla on the phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Gorilla, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
All right. My stance is clear, as firm, as stern, man. The whole Restrepo thing, for one, guys, look at it from this standpoint here. When he ran that 4.8, that took him pretty much off everybody's board. He was going to go maybe in the second round at best. So running that slow deal just kind of turned other teams off from dealing with him. But now the Titans, on the other hand, it's just coaching malpractice. It's not understanding the players and whatnot, man. This guy should have been in. He should have been in, guys. I'm serious. Over Bryce, over Van Jefferson, he should have been. Over Tyler Lockett, he should have been in, for the simple fact and reason that the quarterback and the receiver has a built-in chemistry. I mean, that's coaching malpractice. Any other team that had that luxury would have played that young man. He come on, guys. Keep it 100 and real. And he's a gamer. He's going to be one of our top receivers. You mark it. What's today's date? Gorilla said it. He's going to be one of our top receivers, man. The guy is a gamer. Do you hear me? He's a gamer. He's to the offense what Malcolm Butler was, coming out of a little small school in Mississippi, going on to winning a Super Bowl and making a nice career for himself. Those are gamers, guys. I'm sorry if you can't recognize that. I'll hang up and listen, man. Love your show. Keep it going, fella.
I appreciate the call, Gorilla. That is exactly what I'm talking about right there. And Gorilla has the right.
He literally said that.
The Gorilla has the right to his opinion, and rightfully so. I just respectfully disagree. You don't play a receiver starting reps in an NFL offense because him and the quarterback are friends and because they have a chemistry. If he's not talented enough to run with the ones, he's not talented enough to run with the ones. And obviously that was the scenario here. He also said, you know, this is a very minor thing, but he said Xavier Restrepo he would have been a second-round pick at best with his 40 time. I think the 40 time is exclusively what knocked him down. That is
size. Connor, here's the thing. Like, we were both out there throughout the whole offseason and like leading up to training camp, rookie mini camp. We were out there for all of it.
Yeah.
So we saw Xavier Restrepo, and he was a magnet for the football, but it was never really anything deep.
Right.
Or half the time, it wasn't even intermediate. Everything he caught was short and, you know, just helps move the sticks. But he caught a lot of passes, but he was overshot. Like Bryce Oliver had a fantastic training camp. And honestly, it's a shame that we haven't got to see more of him because he's been injured pretty much the whole year. Van Jefferson, he gets the nod because he's been a veteran and he's been in the league for so long. Tyler Lockett, same thing. And
right.
Honestly, Tyler Lockett had one more good year left in the tank, but he's with the Titans, so we're not going to see that. Calvin Ridley, you're paying him $90 million. Who else am I forgetting? Elik Aomanor,
yeah.
He shined early. Chim Dike, we see what he's doing now. So there's only so much space, and only you can only play around with the numbers so much.
Yeah, and look, I'm not advocating for Xavier Restrepo to be cut. Absolutely not. I think if he has earned his opportunity, then by all means, give him more opportunities. Let him show that he's capable of playing in an NFL offense. I'm just saying, after a game where he played 18 snaps with two catches for 26 yards, let's pump the brakes a little bit, right? This is not, you know, this is not an NFL, Hall of Fame-worthy performance. Wes in Clarksville says, I think Restrepo could be like another NWI. Maybe so. I'm not saying.
I'd love for it to be that way.
I'd absolutely love
it. We're not, like, I'm rooting for him. I told you, I'm openly rooting for Xavier Restrepo.
There's this misconception.
Misconception.
That's what we're going to call it. Misconception that I am rooting for Xavier Restrepo to fail. Absolutely not. I want to see him succeed. I think if he is given the opportunities that he is given and he makes the most of them, then absolutely make him, you know, a key piece of the offense. I don't agree. Justin Greenbrier says, I disagree with your take on DK not being able to be a number one receiver because he is good on special teams and returns. D-Mace made a career of all-purpose yards and was hands down one of the best to ever play receiver for the Titans and even in the NFL. That's a good point, Justin. I see where you're coming from. I just think if you look at the way D-Mace played football and you look at the way Chim Dike played football, a little bit different, right? And I'm not saying you're wrong. There's absolutely a way where DK can be a number one receiver. Similar to Xavier Restrepo, I think if you look at the volume we're playing with and you look at the team that Titans team was and the team this one is, it's a little bit different, right? I think it's – I'm not saying you're wrong. You could absolutely be right. I'm just not there yet. 8576 says, Pump the brakes on this Hall of Fame narrative. You're trying to put people on polling for X. I mean, it's just that's what you're seeing. Keegan has weighed in. Our defense, let's see, he wrote a whole essay. Just as every week, a huge lack of Jimmys and Joes across the roster. Although coaching was more aggressive, offensive play calling for Beau Hardigree is still well below par. Our defense continues to fight very, very hard. They just lack a serious amount of real NFL Jimmys and Joes. Not too many negatives in my eyes in general. Just need more guys and a better coach on a weekly basis. But we're stuck with what we got. Absolutely, the positives outweigh the negatives. Such an underdog punching up against a much stronger opponent, staying in the game. What have you? I agree with Keegan there. I think the positives from yesterday's game outweigh the negatives. Quickly, let's go to our phone lines. Welcome in my good buddy Dustin in Hopkinsville to the program. Dustin, good morning.
Dustin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. So they've been bringing receipts, huh?
Yeah, it's
all morning. All morning. Connor's been getting flamed.
Well, I've had this one in the back pocket. Win something and then let me know.
Well,
go win something big, then let me know, guys.
In all fairness, I mean,
they weren't wrong.
I'm
bleeding blue, multiple colors of shades of blue,
right?
Blue and UK blue.
In all fairness, I mean, they have a right to come at me today. I said I thought this was going to be a trap game on paper before the game started. Yeah. It was, and then they came in and blitzed us. So that's fine with me.
That's fine. My main reason to call. I got a few things on the Titans game. As far as the negatives, let's talk about the coaching and play calling this whole season and what I called in and screamed over and over, throw to the damn tight ends and have some planned runs for Cam Moore. I didn't know if more than one was planned yesterday, but thank you, Cam, because you're not some track star. But, buddy, you're elusive. You can get through that line when you see it collapsing, and you can go get us 15 yards, 5 yards, and you continued the drive. And this play calling has been butt cheeks this whole dang season until yesterday. And they tried to do it yesterday, putting Pollard up the middle. We can't run the ball behind this line. I think two things are correct. I think Pollard's done. I think that Spears needs elevated. And this line right now is what did Retro call Mandor? He called his backup Lil Hinge. I love that. But, you know, on the Restrepo things, guys, I'm going to stay right where I've been. I think after a few games, we're going to see, no, he's not going to be our number one receiver. He's not going to be famous in the NFL. He's going to be famous in Tennessee because there's going to be a little bit of chemistry. He didn't do anything wrong other than miss the touchdown catch. He got held, and someone said there was a helmet-to-helmet. Look, he's earned another game, and I do believe he is a gamer. I believe because of his size, look at his face. The man was born probably being made fun of. He's an underdog, and your face is going to look like his punched in the mouth, okay, whenever he gets done with you, and he gets on this field more and more. I think we're going to see that slot receiver, those short passes, moving the chains, he is going to be effective for the Titans. He could be another. Almendola or, you know, one of those other small Patriots players that Tom Brady got 150% out of a guy that shouldn't even be out there.
Right. Yeah, thanks, Dustin. I appreciate the call. Can't really go deep into that like I'd want to just because we have to go to the break. But you're right. It's a lot of positives and a lot of negatives, but I feel like the positives outweigh the negatives, even if it is a loss. And maybe that's a loser mentality to have that, oh, it's a loss, but we look good doing it. But I just, knowing where this team is and knowing what they're capable of, which isn't much, I think playing well yesterday against one of the top NFC teams is a good thing for this franchise moving forward. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. When we come back, Vanderbilt, big game for them against Kentucky. Tennessee finally breaks the swamp voodoo against Florida. We'll get into all of that next, plus I'll issue my apology to Door Nation. Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game National, or I'm sorry, Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is having a coat drive tomorrow from 3 to 6 at the Seven Cedars Butcher Block on the Lebanon Square. This will be collecting new or gently used coats and jackets and will go to Lebanon needy families. We'll step aside, come right back for hour number two right here on Next Man Up on 102.5 The Game.